who do you see replacing Jackie?
Well, that's a great question, and it's right now Ellie is going to be our libero. She had, in fact, we just said this yesterday formally. Although she had been getting libero starting reps these last couple practices, really just took the position and made it her own. Her and Haley both are capable of being in that position, and they have been competing for that position ever since, really, Jackie. We knew Jackie was going to be done. So it's Ellie now. We have two great defenders in Ellie and Haley that are going to share those duties. But Elle was wearing the shirt to begin, and, man, did she earn it. She's just had a great off.
And you're talking about Ellie Hanen.
Yes,
right?
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, Ellie Hanen. I figured with the Hanen, it would probably be figured.
I just want to make sure people know.
No, for sure, Ellie Hanen.
So you have this this big weekend coming up. You've been here a while now, Coach. Compare the at this point before the year compared to other years. As far as the preparation for the team?
Yeah,
conditioning for the team.
Yeah, that's it because it is different. I feel like I want to need to get out of the way. I feel like I need to get out of the way. And I want them to get traction enough now early on that I can just get out of their way and let them go play and make good on how good they are. We know we're good. They just need to know how to use it.
So we talked about scouting a little bit with Michelle. How does scouting work for a tournament like this?
Well, what's nice about it is everyone goes blind into that opening match. So no one has any film. But then since you're all at the tournament, this is the one kind of format where we can actually scout in person as a group and a team. So Coach Doug and I will do a lot of the formal scouting, but we'll have the team watching our future opponents, say, the next day in person and taking a full scouting report. So that way we can actually see it. We have an idea of who comes back and, you know, what team is what, but we don't really get to scout each team until we see them in person live.
Olympics. I got to talk to you a little bit about the Olympics. I love talking volleyball Olympics with Coach. And were you glued to the TV?
Oh, totally. And I'm admittedly not like a huge volleyball fan. I mean, I'm really just don't follow it all that often internationally. But how awesome, right? I mean, for me, someone who's always trying to advocate for the game, both genders included, the athleticism that goes on and the precision, it's just on such great, it's highlighted so well. And in Brazil, we're 22,000 in the stadium, and they're talking about that's the average home crowd for their women's volleyball.
Am I right? That's their second biggest sport after soccer?
It goes soccer's religion, and volleyball is their number one sport or something like that.
Well, what about the beach volleyball, too? Do you catch a lot of that, too? And how much do you respect that part of the game?
Oh, I have mad respect for it, a great deal of respect for it, because it's such a difficult game. I get it. It's a sexy game, and it's exciting, and it's at the beach and all, but it's grueling. It is so hard to do. They make it look very, very easy. And there's a lot of similarities. The problem is it's really the methods, the mechanics of the game are very different indoor and outdoor. Mm-hmm. And that's the big difference.
Yeah, I always tease Matt about his cousin, Kerry Walsh.
Yeah, we're definitely not related. No, it is. I mean, when you're 6'3 and you can move around like that and you look at the core work that those beach players are using, it's pretty phenomenal. But yeah, it's good for the game either way. It makes it, it puts some attention on our sport, I think. And I think indoor volleyball people are just as excited about outdoor.
Well, I think, and you talk about the beach volleyball, the fact that you're dealing with two names, a lot easier for people to remember, so that it sticks in people's minds, I think, a little bit more to help remember that's a volleyball duo, where I know when you got the whole team, it's you know, especially when you only see these men's and women's team volleyball, indoor volleyball, you know, once every 4 years.
For sure, and it's like, you know, two people, you can see the dynamic, that, like, excitement, like, really up front. Mm-hmm. Indoor, it's so fast and rotating and so much is going on. Yeah. A lot of people can't catch it. And I understand that. With two people, the wind and the beach, it's like it's you two versus the other two. And it's very obvious. One thing I'll have to say on that beach part, I don't know if anyone caught the men's match with Dahlhauser. And like right before game time, the wind just completely shifted and amped up. And it absolutely changed the game. All of a sudden, the ball's moving, you know, feet in the air every play, whereas right before game time, it was a dead calm wind. It was pretty wild.
All right, Coach Matt Jennings with us. We can talk forever about volleyball, but we need to talk about a very much more important team right now. Chicago Cubs are leading the Central Division right now in the National League.
I wore my best Cubs hat for you this morning.
By 14 games right now over St. Louis. They're looking pretty good, Coach.
Can you just say 14 games over St. Louis again?
Yeah, 14 games over St. Louis. Okay. 83-47 right now.
Yeah, how about it?
Have you been to any games this year?
I have been to one.
Yeah.
It was my best friend who was my best man last a couple years ago, and now it's his this year. He took me to a game, and Mary, my wife's first Cubs game. It was my first one with a new scoreboard and everything.
Sure. Yeah.
And I've been a big cynic of that since the idea. And yeah, I got to say, Mr. Ricketts, you've done well, sir.
The right thing, hey?
Yes, it's beautiful. And the Cubs still win. So, well, they're winning more. Who would have thunk it, right? Yeah. Modernized Wrigley, and all of a sudden we have a modern team.
Are things, I don't want to put doubt in your mind right now, but are things going too well right now for the Cubs?
No, you know why? I don't think so. It's never going too well for the Cubs. Joe Maddon, right? I mean, like, he seems like he's got this team, like, knowing what it's doing and comfortable with being good, and they're so young, and that's really exciting too. And the Cubs fans, we don't know. We're a little uncomfortable right now. I get it. We don't know what to do. We haven't been in this position that much.
Coach, we wish you the best of luck this weekend. Give us a quick summary of your travel schedule here.
Lots.
You know what I mean? As far as this weekend, when you're leaving.
Yeah, we're leaving Wednesday morning, and we'll get back on Saturday afternoon. We have a lot of family, and we're having a big picnic with everyone at a barn after we play on Saturday. We'll come back, and then we'll on the road again to Wisconsin on Thursday next week. So awesome. A lot of it.
Yeah, very good. Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck. Safe travels, please. And get some wins for us, and heck, start the season off like you did last year.
That's yes, we'll do our best. I hate in his first drive time. Good to see you guys.
All right, nice to see you, Matt Jennings here on Mix 93 WKMJ. We'll have more Huskies drive time coming up in just a moment. We're over a little bit today, but that's okay. We've got time to do that. And Kirk and Cal will join us in just a moment here on Mix 93.
Here, Michigan Tech football opens up this weekend at home only on Mix 93.
This play can end the game if the Husky D can make a stop. Incomplete! Huskies take over on downs!
Coach Tom Curley and the Huskies will battle Walsh in tough GLIAC action at Sherman Field. Our Range Bank Huskies live broadcast starts at 11:30 from the VIP tailgate party with game kickoff set for one. Michigan Tech football this Saturday, only on the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
All right, because we can, we're extending drive time just a little bit here for the first one of the 2016-2017 season. I want to remind everybody, just like you just heard, that Michigan Tech football is at home this weekend. Soccer is at home this weekend also. And, boy, hockey's not going to be far away, Cal. And we are just over a month away from the first hockey game. And we will have a Michigan Tech hockey update with Mel Pearson on Wednesday after Labor Day, the Wednesday after Labor Day, so 1 week from tomorrow. That'll be at 8:30 here on Mix 93, so mark that on your calendars. And, yeah, Kirk is in our studio today. New sports information dude up at Michigan Tech, and also going to be doing our radio play-by-play for men's and women's basketball on the road, right, Cal?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to that. I started out in radio. It was my first kind of career until I transitioned into sports information. So,
until you wanted to start making money, you mean?
Yeah, exactly. So, but I still love the radio side of it, love the play-by-play, the sports broadcasting. So excited to be able to travel. I enjoy going on the road with the teams. I think from a sports info standpoint, that's one of the best ways to really get to know the players, get to know the coaches, just to kind of interact with them when they're not on the court and find out who they are as people and kind of get those inside stories about them and their team. So we're really looking forward to that aspect.
Now, I know you're most recently from Ohio, but you should probably explain that you have lived elsewhere because people are probably hearing that little bit of a Southern accent in your voice.
Yeah, I lived in Jackson, Mississippi for 6 years and worked, again, at a little NAI school. They're Division III now and did some radio and whatnot for them with their football, basketball. And then baseball in the South is just as big, if not bigger, than basketball. So working and traveling with the baseball team, doing radio for them too, as well as being the primary contact for all 15 of our sports that were at that school. So, I lived in the South for 6 years. And then my mom's side of the family is from Kentucky, so that's probably a little bit where that accent comes in. But excited to be up here in the UP. I'd never been to the Upper Peninsula before I came for the interview, and, you know, it's beautiful up here. I'm excited to to check this out and see how it goes.
And as you've been told, I'm sure that we do get some snow here. So that's why they interview you during the summertime. And that's what they get you. No, it,